Visitors to San Francisco are often shocked by the number of people living on the streets. Some of those homeless are among the 5,000 people who each day use the city's main library. On a recent weekday morning, a few of them joined the dozens of people waiting for the library to open. One of them is Clarissa Eat.
In and out of shelters, unfortunately. I'm trying to get housing right now. I'm just drifting.
It's a chilly morning, and the 39-year-old San Francisco native is standing on a sidewalk heating grate to stay warm.
So you're standing here, you've got a red suitcase and a green bag with some things and a shopping bag as well. Is that pretty much everything that you own?
Yes, unfortunately. I've had more, but it was all stolen. They'll steal everything. Your jacket, shoes, anything.
San Francisco's public library is a de facto daytime shelter for dozens, if not hundreds, of people in her situation and others struggling with mental illness or substance abuse. So a few years ago, the San Francisco Public Library became the first in the nation to hire a full-time social worker to help them. Her name is Leah Esguerra. She spends her days roaming the library's six floors, keeping an eye out for regulars who look like they could use her help.
I introduce myself. Hi, I'm Leah. I don't know if you know that there is a social worker here at the library. I'm a social worker, and I just spread the word around.
Esguerra's training as a psychiatric nurse helps her ease into conversations with library users.
I find a safe topic to talk about, and the books that they read here, that they borrow here, or the movies that they rent from here.
Esguerra and her team work to develop relationships with patrons, but she says the time it takes to build trust doesn't always work with such a transient population in search of housing.
Sometimes they're so close. I'm about to tell them, you just got accepted, and then we cannot find them. So I usually ask them, I always ask them, please keep on checking in with me. Please keep on coming. Let's talk about what your needs are.
Upstairs, Esguerra lets me shadow her as she hunts out potential clients.
Right now, I can see a couple of people that I can actually approach and talk to.
With that, she quietly walks up to a 30-something, somewhat disheveled man. As he huddles over a computer screen, she whispers to him.
Michael, I know you're watching something right now, so I'll talk to you later. All right, I'll check in with you.
A few years ago, Esguerra began hiring some of the formerly homeless patrons she helped. Now they do outreach under her supervision. One of them is Joe Bank, who hitchhiked a ride to San Francisco a few years ago. He landed in Golden Gate Park, homeless and struggling with substance abuse.
Former drug addict, alcoholic.
Having been on the streets, lived on the streets, had the substance abuse and the other issues you described, how does that help you do what you do now?
Coming at somebody with compassion for having been through that sort of thing, I think, you know, their walls kind of fall down because they realize, like, I'm not trying to make them do anything they don't want to do.
After getting his act together with help from Leah Esguerra and her outreach team, Bank is now a part of that team.
You know, I'm 32 years old, and I really was not sure what I wanted to do with my life up until I started doing this work and then realized, you know, this is it. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Even a city as liberal as San Francisco has its limits. Some library users complain about the homeless using the library bathroom for things like shaving or bathing. And after one patron was caught urinating on bookshelves, not once, but twice, Senator and former Mayor Dianne Feinstein urged the city to toughen rules and punishment. Next week, says Chief Librarian Luis Herrera, the Library Commission will discuss new regulations aimed at some of the worst, most offensive behavior.
Whether it's drug use or physical assault, we're not going to tolerate that.
Even as he tries to strike that balance, creating a safe, secure library where everyone, including the homeless, feel welcome, Herrera says the social worker is here to stay.
Initially, there were some questions about whether this was a good idea, but it's taken off. And I think, in fact, we would look at the possibility of expanding.
And it's catching on. Other California cities, including San Jose and Sacramento, now have social workers at their libraries.